Good morning, church. I want to welcome everyone to church this morning. It's so good to see this lovely face, everyone that is here. Before I start, I want us to just take a minute. I want you to take a minute to just bow your head and pray. As you hear the sound of my voice, it wouldn't just be words. Let God speak to you. Let God speak to your heart. Let these words minister to you. Father, Lord, as we dive into your word this morning, Lord, we ask for your grace. Lord, speak to us in the name of Jesus. Let this word manifest in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. When I was growing up in Benin City, in Nigeria, many families that lived beside us, they had small shrines. For those that are from Nigeria will understand what I mean. They had small shrines behind the houses. And every morning, what I noticed then growing up, every morning you see most people go to this shrine to pour hot drinks. Sometimes they leave food there. And they say prayers, they offer prayers for protection, they offer prayers for guidance as they set out that day. And most times when they come back in the evening, they also do same exercise. Even then, when I was still young, I realized that people are always searching for something greater than they are. People are looking for safety. People are looking for a place where they are, where they will find meaning. And so most people tend to find it in different ways. Even in the Bible, Bible talks about altars. But the difference with the altars that the Bible talked about is that it points to the living God, a place where you meet God. Not through idols, but through prayers, through faith. Today I want to be talking about, next slide please, I'll be talking about building the altar of prayer. A sacred place where we do not need to go to the back house to sprinkle hot or drinks. Where God meets us in our heart. And to set off this story, I want us to pay attention to the verse that Jacob talked about. Jacob said, then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and will watch me on this journey I am taking, then he will be my God. Just like Jacob, all of us, we are on a journey. On one journey and the other. And one of the things that kept Jacob through this journey of life was through prayers. We'll come to Jacob later on as we go on. Next slide, please. It is also important to know that the world that we live in today is not just a physical world. The world that we live today is complex. There are most things that we may not be able to do because we are intelligent, because we know how to do it. In fact, Paul reminds us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. There are higher powers that be. And so it becomes necessary that we develop, you know, it is most times you see Christ making emphasis of prayers, building an altar of prayer. Of course, it's not only just the prayers that we say in church. It's not only the prayers that will come and we say. It's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than just saying few prayers here. Because the world that we live in is more than just getting up, sleeping, going to work. There are forces that be. There are forces that operate. And one of the things that we won't want to be teaching in the church is to make you see the power that lies in prayers. Next slide, please, sir. Ephesians. If you look at the book of Ephesians, Paul took the time to highlight, he says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It means that the strife that I have is not, the strife is not just physical. The problem I'm having is not just between me and you, but there are powers that be. Paul took the time to say, but against principalities. He noted them differently. Against principalities, against power, against rulers of darkness, of this world. It means that there are other forces that be. It means that there are other things that operate in the world that we, you and I, live in. Sometimes you imagine that a child that was so peaceful does his homework, and all of a sudden the child has just changed. You wonder, what happened? Of course, there are times you also wonder, why is it that things are just happening to me just like that? There are powers to be, and we need prayers. We need to develop the habit of praying to help us in our daily lives. Next slide, please. Just like Jacob was, it was something, of course, we know the story of Jacob in the Bible, when he flee from his brother after he took his, he stole his birthright, and he ran for his life. And like what we read, we find out that Joseph found himself in a place where he was afraid. He found himself in a situation where he was confused. He didn't know what to do. He was just perplexed of everything. He was just afraid on his own. Just like many of us that we are going through life today, we are afraid. We are uncertain of the future. We are so certain about it. We are worried about our children. We are worried about our job. We are worried of so many things. That was the same situation that Jacob found himself. If you find yourself in that situation, the good news is that God has said, I will watch over you. He will be there to watch over you, over those complex situations that you find yourself, over those situations that you think you may not come out from. The good news is that Christ is there. God is there. And he said, I will watch over you. I will protect you. I will keep you in this journey that you are on. Like I said, most of us, all of us, we are on a journey of life, of different things happening in our life, of different decisions that we need to make. That is not just, it's not just simple. There are some decisions that are so hard and so difficult to take. And the only place you can take right decisions is when you put it to God in prayers. Next slide, please. Next one. One of the importance of prayer is that it brings us close to God. That is the essence, one of those importance. Like we've just said, as you go through the journey of life, as you go through this struggle, then there is the importance to pray. There is the importance. Even Christ, when he was on earth, he took the time to pray. If you look at what I have in a prayer, it's not just about just making requests. It's communion. You are engaging with God. You are engaging. You are praying. You are communion with God. And we look at the book of Luke 6:12, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into the mountains to pray, and continued night prayer to God. So you find that Christ took the time. He took the time to pray because he knew the situations. He knew the world that was before him. And so, I don't know what is happening in your life. I don't know what situations you are in. I don't know where you find yourself at the moment. But there is the importance to pray. There is the importance to commit your steps to God's hands. And it's not only just making requests. It's not only just coming to just make requests. It requires us to definitely commune with God every day of our lives. In the morning, make it something that we do. Bend it gently every day to order your steps. As you set out in the morning, as you come back in the evening, because like I said before, the world is not just as physical as it is. You need prayers to set things right in communion with God, in making things right with God, in making complex decisions, in deciding which school to go, even in getting married, even making mortgages, even getting a job. Prayer becomes important. It's not what you do 5 minutes and you rush away, or you do 2 seconds, you rush away. No, it is more than that. In order for you to order your steps, for God to guide your children, for God to guide your investments, for God to guide the things around you, you need time to spend in prayers. Otherwise, other forces can order your days. That was why Christ took the time to pray. All through the night, ordering the day, commanding that the day should work for his own good. You don't just wake up and just go out like that. No, you have to order your day. And that was what Christ did. Every day he prayed, he communed, not just requests, asking God, as today set out. Before my daughter leaves the house every day, I pray for her. I speak grace upon her. I pray that nothing happens to her. No evil friend will influence her. She will not walk wrongly. You need those times to pray, to command your days, even business, even your work. That God should, Bible says the steps of the righteous, they are ordered by God. It is in the place of prayer that is when you start asking God, make every crooked way straight. Every valley before me today, Lord, fill it up. Let your angels go before me. Bible said that we are blessed as we go out and we are blessed as we come in. It is only through prayers that is where you order your way. Otherwise, we'll be like every other person. Why are we Christians then? Why are we Christians? Why are we called Christians if we do not have the power to pray? The power, if we don't have that culture of prayer. Next slide. It is a medium of being filled with the Spirit of God. It is in the place of prayer. Moses told God, he said, If you don't go with us, you are not going anywhere. I told him, if you don't go, if your presence doesn't accompany us in this journey, I'm not going anywhere. Because out there, it is dangerous out there. Out there in the world, you don't just meet people. Not everybody will like you. Nobody will like your face. Nobody will give you promotion because they love you or they like the way you dress. No. Or give you contract because your name starts with S or ends with O. Not at all. Over there is tribulation. Today, we live in a world today, in Britain today, there is so much politics, there's so many chaos, there's so many things happening in the world today. You think it's just human? I don't think it's human. There are powers that be, and these powers cannot just be wrestled by just dialogue. No, it has to be done on your knees. It has to be done in a place of prayer. It has to be done in that place. And so if you do not have the culture of praying, of ordering your step, of keeping up in the morning, early morning, and praying, and as commit your day into God's hands, then events will just take over you. Events of that day will take over you. You'll be in chaos. Have you ever gone to work and the day just starts with coffee pouring on you? Just on its own. You want to drink your coffee and it just pours on you. That's a bad state, start of the day. And what we are teaching is that as Christians, you get up early in the morning, as Christ did, and you order your steps. The day will work for your good in Jesus' name. You begin to prophesy into the day. You begin to speak life into the day. That is the power that Christ has given us. He didn't leave us without anything. He gave us power. And that is what we are teaching. Christianity is not just come, you speak the words. Then why is it different? It is different because God has given us power to order our steps. And I'm encouraging everyone, let's begin to order. In this journey that we are in this journey that we have taken, just like Jacob, we need prayers. Next slide, please, sir. Then also, it is through prayers. I said that it is a legal system for enforcing God's will on earth. Bible says that whatever you bound on earth, it is bound where? In heaven. Whatever you decree, it is through prayers that we take charge of our life. It is through prayers that we control what happens around us. True prayers. And Ezekiel 22 says, God was seeking for people. He went around looking. He wants who will stand in the gap, who will pray for my people. He went around looking for. If I would just find just one person in St. John's that pray. Just one. I don't need a lot. I will deliver them from their captivity. So it shows you that God never does anything until he has communed with that person that is always praying, that is always in the knee, on his knees, on her knees, praying. So prayer is a medium through which we enforce God's will here on earth. So I want to invite everyone this morning to see the importance of prayer. Then, Jacob at the end, when he got up from the sleep, he said, yes, God is present here. He took an oil and he poured it there and said, God, as I go on this journey, as I set out today, as I travel, I set this altar I will always come here to pray. I will always come here to commune with you. I will always come here to negotiate with you. It becomes a place of remembrance. It becomes a place where he goes to draw strength. It becomes a place where he goes to enforce things in the spirit. I don't know where we are this morning, but I've come this morning to let you know that there is power in prayers. There is power in prayers. I don't know where you are in your journey. I don't know what you are doing in your life. If you are so busy, you might be a good Christian. If you do not have prayers in your life, then you need to wake it up. I don't know where you are, what you are doing, what is before you, where you are on your journey. But me, I know I need prayers. I don't know about you. I know I need prayers. We need to go back to that place of authority. We need to go to that place where we pray, where we get up in the morning and we begin to pray. This morning, I don't know where you are. If you join me as we pray this morning, asking God for his grace, asking God to enable us to pray. I don't know what situation you find yourself. I don't know what situation, where you are, what is happening in your life, what is happening in your family, what pattern has always been there, that thing doesn't work for you. You move from one job to another, you move from one thing to another, nothing seems to be working in your life. I think it calls a time for prayers. It calls for a time for you to pray, to rededicate yourself to God in prayer. If you join me in standing, if you don't mind, let's commit ourselves into God's hands in prayer. Let's begin to first of all, let's rededicate ourselves to God in prayers. I don't know where you are. I don't know if you pray. I don't know if it's only in the church that you come to pray, but Christ prayed all the time. Christ prays all the time. He prayed through the night. He ordered his steps. I want us to begin to pray. Commit your life. Ask God, Lord, I pour this altar. I pour this oil. I build this altar of prayer. Begin to pray for yourself. Begin to pray for your family. Begin to ask God to redirect your steps. God to direct your step. God to help you through in the name of Jesus. Ask God for his grace upon you. As we begin to pray this morning, God's grace upon us in the name of Jesus. God's grace upon us in the name of Jesus. God to lead us on our journey of life as we step through things in our life. Let's begin to pray for God's blessing, God's blessings, God's grace, God's blessings. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Rededicate yourself into God's hands. 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 Just like Jacob. Let's ask God to lead us on this journey that we are in. Let's ask God to lead us on this journey that we are in. On this journey in the name of Jesus. Lord, lead us through in the name of Jesus. Lord, I commit myself into your hands. I commit myself into your hands. I commit this journey that I am in, oh God. The journey of my daughter, the journey of my family. Lord, I commit into your hands, oh God. Lord, lead me. Lead me, direct my path. In the name of Jesus, lead me, direct my path. I don't know if you are here this morning, you want to rededicate yourself. You want oil to be poured into your hands. If you are here this morning, you want God to lead you, God to direct you. I want you to step forward. The Bishop Luke is here this morning to pray for us. If you're here this morning and you want God to direct your family, direct your path, to lead you through these difficult situations that we pass through in our lives, the journey that we find ourselves, if you are here this morning, just step aside. Same with me. I want God to help me as I navigate through different challenges of work, different challenges at my place of work, in my family. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I commit myself into your hands. Commit myself into your hands, oh God. Commit myself. myself into your hands, O God. Lead me through this journey. In the name of Jesus, cause me to come to your altar. Cause me to come to your altar, O God. Lord, everything that's been broken in my life, Lord, revive. In the name of Jesus, revive everything that's been broken.